The principle of family consolidation occupies a central position in the social and legal system of Iran as a foundational element of sustainable cultural and social development. Supralegal documents and national legislation have established a multi-layered framework aimed at supporting, stabilizing, and promoting the institution of the family. This framework encompasses comprehensive cultural, educational, economic, medical, and institutional strategies with objectives such as facilitating marriage, reducing the risks associated with initiating marital life, empowering families economically, promoting childbearing, controlling illegal abortions, and strengthening educational and legal infrastructures related to children and families. Despite the formulation of these strategies, an effective balance between legal and executive policymaking has not been achieved. Challenges such as intersectoral incoherence, fragmentation of resources, insufficient attention to the quality of family relationships, and cultural and social constraints have diminished the effectiveness of legal policies. Therefore, realizing strategic objectives requires a redesign of the executive system, revising regulations with clarified responsibilities, ensuring sustainable resource allocation, fostering institutional coordination and continuous oversight, improving the quality of education and counseling, and establishing scientific performance evaluation systems. Strengthening economic, social, and cultural supports alongside safeguarding individual rights and the cultural diversity of families not only leads to the stabilization and sustainability of the family institution, but also facilitates the achievement of goals related to the prevention of family disintegration and the promotion of family excellence, thereby establishing a genuine balance between legal and executive policymaking.